and it can irritate the skin. That's all.
First name is M-A-D-E-L-Y-N-E, last name H-E-R, A-N-D-E-Z. Date of birth 092823. Date of encounter 082624. History of present illness. Patient presents with mother stating that for the last 2 weeks the child has been having this rash on her chin. I did see her pediatrician, who did give a moisture barrier lotion that has helped, but it continually comes back in the morning, and she was concerned for this. She states that she does leave the baby in bed at nighttime with a bottle with milk. I was unsure if that was causing irritation. Next paragraph, medical history, non-contributory. Next paragraph, surgical history, non-contributory. Next paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, social history, no reports of secondhand smoke exposure in the house. Next paragraph, exam, a general appearance of a happy, well-appearing baby playing in the room, interacting appropriately with mother. EENT exams within normal limits. Neck is supple with no thyroid enlargement. Respiratory system is clear. Breast sound. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Cardiovascular system is regular rate and rhythm. And the skin, focus skin exam onto the lower chin. Didn't know ulcerative rash with undefined. With undefined borders. No papules noted. Next paragraph, assessment plan, contact dermatitis, advise patient to not leave the baby with a bottle of milk. She'd use a bottle of water or Passy at night to help assist with sleep, but that the milk could be an irritation, and we would try that for 2 weeks to see if the rash would clear up. If not, she would follow up with her primary care, so he or she can order a referral to dermatology. Patient is discharged in stable condition.